everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with my buddy John Couch. John is engineering and producing our show, and together we welcome you to the Buckmaster program. Boy, the start of a very, very hot week. Today, Monday, June the 14th, it's Flag Day in the United States, 2021. Who can remember 7 or 8 straight days with an excessive heat warning? I don't think that's ever happened before in Tucson. We're talking about temperatures up to 115 tomorrow. So we'll get through it one day at a time. We're in our 11th year here on the radio in the Green Thing Zocalo Village studio. Our radio station is 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted news talk. We have our worldwide live listening on my website. It's buckmastershow.com. And we also have a very extensive archive going back all the way to 2011. Our first week of shows in January are there, and pretty much every show since. The Buckmaster Show Live Line, presented by our friends at Rincon Ventures, Real Estate and Property Management. On Monday, our Monday political face-off is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Family owned and run since 1985. Went by and saw Moe on Saturday over at their beautiful location right next to Copenhagen at Fort Lowell and Dodge. Their website is moesgallery.com. They've got some beautiful things up now. They're doing e-commerce, so check out their website. We kick off the week on the Buckmaster Show with our Monday political face-off. Seated to my left is Dr. Don Jorgensen. Don's the former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party, and we welcome a new participant in our Monday face-off, one-time congressional candidate, the current chair of the Pima County Republican Party, Shelley Kai. Shelley, how are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you, Bill.
It's great to see you on our program. Give our Don, good to see you as well. I don't want to...
thank you. No, it's great to meet Shelley.
Yeah. Shelley, a little bit about you became the chair of the Republican Party when?
Well, I was elected on December 19th of 2020. And so I spent from about the 19th of December to the 1st of January just getting to know my new team. Mm-hmm. And we got to work right away. Right after that.
Well, I like a news release that you and your team sent out today about cleaning up some of the litter around town. I think that's what, down by the casino or what?
Yes, it is. Yeah. On Old Nogales Highway on Wednesday morning at 6:30, mm-hmm. we will be there to clean up the litter. And a special shout out and thank you to Richard Fimbres, City Councilman Ward 5, who is providing us with the plastic bags and has asked the Tucson Police Department to do a drive-by for us. So we're really excited. We're going to get that area cleaned up. So
I appreciate it. And Don, you and your organization, I know with Rotary, you do a lot of good things too.
They do the same. Rotary has done a lot of that. Of course, there are couple dozen clubs around the community that do great work. And I'm glad to hear the Republican Party doing that. The Democratic Party has done similar things. And working with literacy and mm-hmm. assisting with school needs and such. And that's what we want to see in a democracy. Our folks go beyond just the politics and really focus on the community. So hats off to the Republican Party for what they're doing down there, too. And it certainly is needed. So that's great.
Shelley and Don, the White House, the traveling White House press corps, which is over in Brussels right now, issued a news release, and it was about Tucson. My friend Steve Herman, who is the Voice of America, a White House correspondent, sent this along to me. He said, hey, Bill, Tucson is kind of what they're touting right now. The Mayor Regina Romero's op-ed yesterday in the Star that the American Jobs Plan would be a game changer for us. Shelley, what do you think of the American Jobs Plan?
Well, I understand the excitement about it, but my concern is whenever we start using federal programs to create jobs, to create opportunity, it makes me a little bit nervous. We are looking at national debt that we are not going to be able to sustain. And so my concern is that people have jobs, that our free enterprise system gets working, and that we create jobs, that we're not using government programs to create jobs.
Infrastructure, though, is a huge deal. Is there a place that the Republicans feel that they would be comfortable with an infrastructure plan?
There's no doubt that Republicans are certainly interested in building our infrastructure. And one of the programs that the Republicans have taken out up right here in Tucson and Pima County is the See It, Click It, Fix It program. So our precincts, our 249 precincts here in Pima County, are operating on a See It, Click It, Fix It. And we're getting our roads, our potholes fixed right here. Now, that's not an infrastructure program of the magnitude that we're talking about right now. But I think some of the concerns that we have about the infrastructure is we're redefining the word infrastructure. So many of the programs that are identified in this are not necessarily programs that deal with bridges and roads and train tracks, but social programs. And so that is of concern to many Republicans.
Don, what do you think of the American Jobs Plan?
I agree with the majority of Americans who support the plan, almost as high as the majority who supported the American Rescue Plan. That's because it is a jobs plan, and it provides the opportunities to go to build on infrastructure, which is no longer the 1950s definition of infrastructure that the Republicans want to promote. Yes, roads, bridges, tunnels are all critical. I'd like to see airports too, since we travel a lot. Mm-hmm. But it goes beyond that. It certainly goes now to broadband and internet needs, but it also goes to what corporations describe as infrastructure too, and that's human infrastructure. There are, as we know, a lot of jobs open or opening back up now. Employers are having a tough time finding people. Many of those people want to come back to work, but they have such serious child care needs or elder care needs, they can't do it. They can't afford to, or they don't have the time, the ability to do it. And that's why the human infrastructure aspect of the jobs plan is so critical. It was interesting to hear Republicans talk about concern for debt, because they don't seem to be concerned when they're in power and ran up massive debt and deficits under the Trump administration. The difference with this plan is President Biden has actually proposed ways to pay for it that the Republicans are now opposing. So it's like they don't want to pay for it by debt, but they don't want to pay for it through identifying other means as well. Some of that with Democrats is coming from taking the corporate tax back to a reasonable level that even Republicans in Congress have agreed with, not in the Senate, but we've seen that in the House. And even corporations have said they're okay with it. That's one aspect. The other is a wealth tax, I think, on the top 1% or 0.1%. So they have proposed ways to pay for it and different alternatives. But to this point, the Republicans, certainly in the Senate, are opposed to any form of, let's say, fair taxation or reasonable taxation to pay for it and avoid increasing the debt.
Shelley, your remarks.
Well, I think when we talk about taxation, we're talking about, you know, what is reasonable. We're talking about taxation on the backs of our middle class. And if we look at our numbers, our middle class is shrinking. And adding more taxation, everybody who goes to the gas station right now goes to the grocery store. We're seeing Biden's hidden taxes right now. And that is causing us a great deal of concern. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat, an independent or a PND. What you're concerned with right now is how are you going to put food on the table? And as you started out this afternoon, Bill, we are facing excessive heat days. How are you going to pay those energy bills, which we know are going to be ratcheted up at the end of this month? Well, all of this excessive tax is showing up on our middle class. And so we are really concerned about our seniors who are living on fixed incomes, who are seeing this inflation, which is reaching into the pockets, into their pockets for not only our seniors, but also our families, our middle income families who are trying to take care of their children who have been home from school now for the last year. And what we want to do is we want to identify ways. And of course, you're always going to see Republicans aren't really interested in this human infrastructure where we've got more government reaching in. The overreach of government is getting pretty extreme. And now that they're starting to want to have our children at the age of 3 in the pre-K, it's just a difference of opinion.
Let's pause right here, Don. You hold your thought.
I know you have a few thoughts
as we come back out of the break. But right now I want to talk about my favorite bakery in town. Shelley, have you been up to Mona's Danish Bakery?
I have had things from Mona's
Danish.
You have
had them like the Danish Kringle, that wonderful Scandinavian pastry that is light and tasty. It's multi-layered with some beautiful flavors. Like my personal favorite is the almond. They're at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. They open... they're taking actually the summer Mondays off. Steve, the owner and chief baker, a well-deserved Monday off. They've been thankfully very busy coming out of the pandemic. Folks have been going up to Mona's and they're discovering, hey, this is a great place for breakfast and lunch. Check out their website, monasdanishbakery.com. You can order your bakery goods ahead or just walk into the bakery. You can eat in the bakery, and there's plenty of room outside on the patio as well. It's the Buckmaster Show, our Monday political face-off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Shelley Kice and Don Jorgensen will be back right after this.
Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at veroamorepizza.com. A Citizens Advisory Committee of the Regional Transportation Authority is starting to review projects submitted by RTA member jurisdictions for consideration for the next RTA plan. The committee will consider plan goals and performance factors as they move into the selection process. The RTA will seek public feedback on the committee's draft plan when it is ready. Learn more about plan goals and sign up to stay informed at rtanext.com.
Why is mining so important? It's the foundation of everything that defines a society. Everything you see is a product of mining. No matter when, no matter how, no matter why, every society on this planet has developed, grown, and modernized based solely on the minerals it could process. That, my friend, is why mining is so important.
Brought to you by the Southern Arizona Business Coalition.
This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson. Tucson International Airport.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over 5 buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Reed Park Zoo is now open for wildlife walks, a modified guest experience, prioritizing social distancing and safety. To find out more about all the changes and the new safety precautions now in place, visit reedparkzoo.org. The community-approved 10-year master plan ensures that your zoo's future is brighter than ever before. We've missed you, and so have the animals. They're waiting to welcome you back to the Reed Park Zoo.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, our Monday political face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, conveniently located midtown, and they have everything you could possibly need to get some beautiful things framed. They also have a beautiful art gallery as well over at Moe's. We are in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio. This would be actually, even though it's going to be really, really hot, would be a good week to go buy Green Things and think forward ahead to when we finally get some rain and can plant some beautiful things that will do well after they get some moisture. Some color for your garden, 13-acre site, 3384 East River Road. And they also have five shops that are called Zocalo Village. Beautiful handmade merchandise, much of it handmade from Mexico, Latin America, and Europe. GreenThingsAZ.com and ZocaloVillage.com. Shelley Keiss making her debut here on our Monday political face-off, and Dr. Don Jorgensen with us. Don, let's pick up from what Shelley, I know you have some remarks you would like to make to what Shelley was talking about. We're talking about the American Jobs Plan.
And how to pay for it. Mm-hmm. And what you heard was, again, a lot of the Republican talking points. But let me come back and just lay out the facts, particularly when it comes to how the Democrats, how Joe Biden has proposed to pay for it, which is not at all what you just heard. Biden has proposed to pay for it by focusing on restoring or raising the corporate tax back from the incredibly low figure it's at, back perhaps to the mid-20s, which even corporations have said is reasonable. He's also proposed enforcing a Trump-era regulation, which is that puts a minimum corporate tax on corporations from outside the country doing business here. They just never enforced it. So it's not even a new tax. Biden is saying, let's enforce that one. There's even been some Republican agreement in the Senate about that. The third way was to, again, have a tax on the very top 1% or less than 1%. Nothing taxing the middle class. In fact, the only tax that has been proposed that would affect the middle class has come from the Republicans, and that's indexing the gas tax, and perhaps finding a way also to tax folks with electric vehicles, because taxing gas-powered vehicles is no longer sufficient to address infrastructure. So that's the reality. Once again, it's the Democrats who are the more fiscally responsible party, always has been for decades, are looking at ways to stop raising the deficit, which was frankly out of control under the Trump administration the past 4 years. They've proposed this jobs plan. They've proposed the ways to pay for it, and the Republicans have blocked it under Mitch McConnell at every step along the way.
Well, it's always exciting to hear the Democrat side of the story. And of course, then we go look at the actual numbers. When we keep talking about raising the taxes and on our businesses and our corporations, I don't know who you think is going to employ these people, but it is businesses and corporations that employ people. And when you keep raising the taxes, and then of course we have our hidden Biden taxes that you can't even see, the inflation that's running out of control in this country, that is making it so that people, particularly our seniors, our young families, those are the ones that the Republicans want to ensure that we not only ensure their safety, that they're able to put food on the table, that they're able to buy school supplies for their kids, that they're able to get their kids back in school. We're talking about different infrastructures, and we're talking about the human infrastructure. The human infrastructure should begin with opening our schools and getting our children back in school, which the Democrats have kept most of our schools closed. I think that when we talk about these numbers and the Democrats being fiscally conservative, you know, Don, I look forward to coming back and meet with you again because this is my business. I am a certified government financial manager. Be happy to show you how those numbers work. In addition, let's talk about infrastructure and the 700,000 people that have come across our border over the last 30 days. During the month of May, we saw over 700 people come across the border. Now, those are the people that we know. Those aren't the getaways. And in addition to that 700,000 people that we've let into our country without knowing whether, in fact, they have had any COVID testing, any COVID shots, if we want to talk about infrastructure, let's talk about that. And the over 14,000 minor children that have been dropped over the walls, that have been dropped, the children who have been stood screaming on the side of the Rio Grande as their parents let them go. Let's talk about some of those issues, and let's bring up the numbers, because I'm ready to talk about our budget and the budget that Biden has requested.
I'm curious where this outrage was when the families were forcibly separated from their children at the border under the Trump administration, to where they created what amounts to thousands of orphans. So it's a little disingenuous to hear this from the Republicans now, but it's typical to switch topics and try to see what might stick on the wall. The Republicans proposed to care about families, but again, the jobs plan is focusing very strongly on the needs of families. That's why you see the support for elder care, the support for child care, so those folks that want to work can go back to work. And that's what this plan would provide for. There's also the fallacy about, well, if you increase corporate taxes, they won't be able to hire people. That's never been the case when you look at the entire
What about inflation that Shelley brings up, that there's these hidden costs that inflation is here and we're seeing it already, and Shelley's worried about it, and Republicans seem to be worried about it. Want to address that, Don, quickly?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
First of all, you talk about hidden Biden taxes. Well, I haven't heard anything specific because there isn't. Is there inflation right now? Yes, because we've had over a year of lockdown and shutdown and folks unable to spend and corporations unable to do what they want to do, businesses. So they didn't store up inventory because they couldn't afford to buy it and sit on it. And so now you have this rush. Let's take a look at just automobiles. Mm-hmm. Folks weren't buying cars because they weren't sure what was happening. Now the economy opens back up. Everyone rushes out to buy cars. And I think even Republicans understand supply and demand. When there's a rush of demand, costs go up. At the same time, you have to look at the supply chain. The chip makers, the computer chip makers, again, weren't making chips because there was no call for them. Now all of a sudden there's a flood of call. So they're delayed now. So you see the same challenges with having to meet the demands, raising the cost to meet those demands. Now everyone's back out spending money. There's that natural bubble of inflation that we're seeing right here. And that's what we're hearing from the feds and from economists, expecting that to kind of move back down to normal. If you compare what's happening to about 2-3 years ago, it isn't a significant rise in inflation. There is a rise, but it's not significant. But we've hit this bubble because folks are excited to go back to work, excited to be able to spend money. That's a booming economy. In fact, under Joe Biden, he's created hundreds of thousands of new jobs since he's come in. I think it's over 500,000 a month.
Let's let Shelley respond.
That's
there.
The difference.
Well, I love that talking point. People are excited to go back to work. They're excited to go back to work, but they're getting paid more to stay home and not work. So why go back to work? When we look at some of the issues that we're facing right now, we've got employers who can't get anybody to come back to work. I talked to one small business owner here in Tucson who had 7 people lined up to come in for an interview, and they didn't come. And why don't they come? They don't come because they're making more staying at home. So when we hear the talking point about all these jobs that are being created, I don't know. I'm out on the streets. I'm talking to people, and I'm trying to find out what are the needs of our community. And the needs of our community, yeah, people want to come back to work. But when we're paying them not to work, why would they come back to work? And then we see what we're doing right here in Tucson. We're trying to create a $15 an hour minimum wage. And while we're doing that, because we call it a living wage, well, you know what? When people aren't hiring, that won't be a living wage because people will be sitting at home trying to figure out how to put food on their table. So let's talk about people. Stop talking about Republicans and Democrats and everything that Biden's done and everything like that. Let's talk about the people in our community that are looking for ways to support their families. Let's talk about the people that are moving into our communities, the almost 1 million people that moved into the United States last month. What are we going to do for them? How do we take care of our citizens and of our migrants?
All right, Don, I've only got about 40 seconds, but Shelley, did you say 7 people were expected to come to this that had said
the interview?
They had confirmed that they were going to come, and
yes.
Nobody showed up.
Nobody showed up.
This was like some kind of a service job?
It was a service job at a restaurant here in Tucson.
I know restaurants are having a heck of a time trying to find people. Okay, Don, final word.
The pandemic has provided opportunities for folks to kind of reassess what they want to do. And they don't want to work for wages that are too low to support their family. In terms of the facts, unemployment's dropping. Employment's increasing. So the facts don't match the rhetoric that you heard. And I think the economy is growing stronger.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. Shelley Keiss, thank you, Shelley. We'll look forward to your next visit with us in a couple of weeks. And Don, you're up to the Northwest, so you're going to have a great summer, and we'll see you in a couple of months.
I look forward to it and look forward to listening, and welcome, Shelley.
Yes, welcome,
Shelley.
Thank you, Don. The Monday Political Face-Off is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Check out their newly revamped website, and they've got some great items there. Do some e-commerce now with Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. All right, the midway point of the Buckmaster Show Monday. We've got our Better Business Bureau Consumer Scam Alert. Everybody wants to travel, but hey, a word of caution. The scammers are now looking at the travel sites, so be very cautious. We'll talk more about that right after this.
Have you ever imagined how your life would be without the modern conveniences you rely on every day? Everything you need depends entirely on products produced from mining. Without mining, think Stone Age. Your work commute might be a bit slower, but you could still have social media. Bathing shouldn't be a problem, but it won't be in a tub. So unless you're a caveman, you can see everything that enriches your life depends on the many miracles from mining. Brought to you by the Southern Arizona Business Coalition.
Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Enjoy the majestic mountain views from the perfect for any season spacious patio at Tucson's original gastropub, Noble Hops in Oro Valley. Savor the view while sipping on locally brewed craft beer and enjoying gastropub fine fare. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, at West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley and on the web at noblehops.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your health care by taking your medicines safely.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Time for our monthly interview segment featuring the monthly scam alert presented by my friends over at the Better Business Bureau of Tucson and Southern Arizona. Today we welcome Sean Herdrick, the Director of Marketing and Communication. Sean, always a pleasure to see you.
Oh, it's great to be here, Bill. Thank you.
You and I love to travel, and now the scammers know that there's this pent-up demand. The numbers over the weekend, TSA, Sean, reported, for the first time since the pandemic began, 2 million people went through the TSA system over the weekend. Travel is back in a big way. How have the scammers been figuring out maybe we can take advantage of people?
You know, this whole year has been so long.
Oh, yeah.
And now, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel, it's right there. And we're seeing so many people planning road trips, booking air travel to get out, get back to normal. But yeah, the scammers are out there and they're so ready to take advantage. Right now, we're seeing reports of new travel scams throughout the United States and Canada.
Canada, too.
Oh, absolutely. And two of the most prevalent are targeting the renting a car and airfare.
Yep.
And recently, there have been shortage of rental cars. So it's leading to the perfect setup for these scammers. And both of these scams really rely on people searching the internet. And they'll pay for the top line, you know, results. And they'll fool customers into believing that they're actually at a real rental car agency site or an airline site.
Yeah, rental cars is a huge deal, the shortage right now. We were up in Alaska, as our listeners know, and we had a really heck of a time trying to get a car reserved. There just were not any rental cars in Anchorage, and people were having to resort to, you know, public trying to take a bus to this place or that place. But so the scammers know there's this shortage of rental cars. So what are they doing?
You know, with so many not available, the scammers are making lookalike internet sites to trick the customers that they're going to their site.
Really? So they think they're going to a well-known brand.
Yeah,
and I won't even mention the brand, but
yeah.
But it looks very familiar to the shopper, but it's not what they think.
No. And you know, the agent, they're directed to call them, and the agent's going to say, yeah, we have these great cars to rent, and we have a special collaboration with,
oh,
you know.
We can put you in a beautiful mid-sized car, and we can really give you a nicely discounted price.
Yeah.
The problem is that car doesn't exist.
Not at all. No, not at all. And they're you know, pushing the idea that they have, you know, some special arrangement with these great companies, you know, and they're saying if you buy with a gift card, they're going to give you a discount on that great car. And guess how? Always gift cards. That's the biggest thing. And the airline scams are almost the same. They're targeting the same people who want to buy or especially change an airline ticket. And again, the consumers are directed to call the number on their website, and a representative talks to them just like they're from that site, from that airline, and they're told again that they can get a special rate if they go with one of their partner companies and a gift card.
Why do they push these the gift card angle? What's that about, Sean?
The gift cards, you just can't trace them, and once you transfer the number over to someone, you can't get that back. So it's untraceable.
And right now, as so many people know that have tried to, you know, they had airline credits. But part of the problem with that airline credit, a lot of that cannot be done online.
Mm-hmm.
So the airlines say, you've got to call. The waits have been up to 8 hours at some of the major airlines. So the scammers figure, well, now we got them because this is an idea. This we can get you on the phone because these people know that have the credits. Well, yeah, you got to call the airline. So that's where the scammer works.
That's exactly where they come in. And you know what? You got to do your homework. If something looks too good to be true, I mean, if you know it's an 8 hour wait to change your flight.
Yeah.
And all
and
of a sudden,
you call this company
right
that there's someone there right away for you. That's a red flag right there itself.
Huge red flag.
What else should you be doing?
You know, we recommend that you make plans with reputable travel agencies.
Mm-hmm.
Go out, find one online. Find a reputable one. You can use our website to search for reputable ones.
I'll put a plug in for our travel agency here on the Buckmaster Show, Bon Voyage Travel, right here in Tucson.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sure.
I'd call them right up because if you go through them, they're going to be your point of contact from then on. Mm-hmm. And you know everything is going to be on the up and up.
Yeah. And the airlines, you know, make sure you have really the correct contact information. Because I have noticed sometimes, like if I wanted to call one of the major airlines, and I will put the airline Google customer service number for an airline. Word of caution, Sean, to our listeners, the number that comes up on Google may not be that particular number for your airline.
That's exactly right. And you know, your best response to anything or before you're pre-planning and everything else, put the actual airline number in your phone and have that there. And you know, that there's other apps that can help you, you know, make sure you're contacting the right people. But really, that is one of the biggest things you can do.
And there are all sorts of rules associated with traveling and COVID. Now, how do the scammers work that angle?
You know, there's so much misinformation out there, and we just want to make sure that anyone who's traveling and they're afraid of, you know, or they don't know the requirements, because they change. If you fly from Tucson to New York, there's different, you know, rules everywhere. Really research those places where you're going and research what the rules are there so you're prepared, at least, if nothing else. I think, you know, some international, you know, it even requires, you know, the quarantine.
If you're traveling internationally, you do have to have a proof of a negative COVID test within, I think it's 72 hours of returning back to the United States. So there is a lot of information and misinformation out there. And the BBB.org, your website, BBB.org, you've got some information, more information about this?
We do, absolutely. We have a whole page now set up for travel. And if you just go on, it's right in our articles on the homepage, and you can find that easily at BBB.org. And you know, we just really, really emphasize, go with people you know. Make sure that you do your research and have the correct numbers beforehand.
And here is a really big one for all travelers. Check all of the cancellation policies. If you're putting down some money, and I actually, and I'll admit it, and I consider myself a seasoned traveler, I was burned on this one just within the last couple of months on a cancellation on a hotel, and I lost some money, a considerable, hundreds of dollars, because I had not carefully checked the cancellation policy, and the hotel did not want to give an inch. Even if it meant, I would say, I will never stay at your hotel, you know, and I will discourage others to. They didn't want to give an inch, and I lost hundreds of dollars. So I'm giving you a personal, listeners, I'm giving you a personal testimonial about how you can get burned on cancellation policies, Sean.
No, absolutely. And you know, in these times, check into the insurance, the travel insurance,
yes.
Because that certainly can help you. I think a lot of us have always been very lax about that, and we've mm-hmm. always just said, oh, well, we have yeah. our plan, we have yeah. everything, yeah. we don't need anything. Right. But right now, especially now, travel insurance is looking more and more necessary for when you travel, and take care of yourself.
If something doesn't seem right, maybe it isn't.
That's exactly right.
What about the website? Let's give a quick pitch to that and the whole scam tracker.
Absolutely. You know, if you run into any of these scams or anything like that, we really urge you to go to our scam tracker, not only to report it, but if you're planning a trip, you can go there and you can check out, you know, whether there's been scams reported in your area with certain things. And it's embarrassing to say that you've been scammed, and it's so hard to do that. But we really, really encourage you to do that. You could save someone a lot of trouble and a lot of money.
You bet. Sean, always a pleasure to have you here on the program. Sean Herdrick with us on The Buckmaster Show. And again, it's bbb.org/scam tracker. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you so much, Bill. Great to see you.
All right. The Buckmaster Show continues. Dr. Mark Sykes coming up next from the Tucson-based Planetary Science Institute right after this.
MedCare to You is a new Tucson-based concierge telemedicine urgent care, specializing in caring for our patients in the comfort of your location. We deliver your prescriptions and even provide in-person visits with our dedicated staff. It's convenient, quick, private, and your personal information is always protected. Find out more at MedCareToYouAZ.com.
Are you searching for a sumptuous suite on the Italian Riviera, an exploration of the mighty Mississippi, or an indulgent spa in Cancun? Bon Voyage Travel will help you find exactly the vacation you're looking for anywhere in the world. With many cruises setting sail in over 1,100 hotels and resorts to choose from with our exclusive benefits, Bon Voyage Travel's experienced advisors are here to guide you every step of the way. Visit bvtravel.com or call 797-1110.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops, craft beer, and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
The Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a voter-approved half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. To prepare for ongoing project delivery, the RTA board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to select projects for a new draft plan. The committee will help identify which projects to invest in to best meet regional transportation needs. Learn more about plan development and provide early input at rtanext.com.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show Monday edition. This portion presented by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. The Buckmaster Show guarantee it will be 10 degrees cooler if you go over to Silver City. At least 10 degrees than our excessive heat over here. It's a three-hour drive, and you're going to cool off, and you're going to be in a beautiful area of the Southwest. Start your planning now. Visit southwestnewmexico.org. The elevation is 5,000 to 7,000 feet. So we figure it's always at least 10 degrees cooler. And I would guess more like 15 at least this upcoming week here in Tucson. Mark Sykes is with us, the CEO of the Tucson-based Planetary Science Institute, a private nonprofit corporation dedicated to solar system exploration, headquartered, as I say, in Tucson, founded in 1972. PSI scientists are based in 30 states and the District of Columbia and work from various locations around the world. Mark, how are you?
Really good, Bill.
Good information that came out of your team over at PSI last week, talking about, you know, if there was ever kind of a climate change, this was almost like this week where, you know, no one could ever remember Tucson, Arizona having eight straight days of excessive heat warnings. I mean, it's going on everywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. The glacier melt. There was some research done by one of your team about the climate change and melting glaciers have widely varied impacts on the whole water supply in Asia.
Yeah, there's been some dramatic events in the Himalayas over the past number of months where as a consequence of the, you know, cracking and stuff up there, the glaciers, that something like 27 million cubic meters of material fell over 2 miles and it wiped out a couple of hydroelectric power stations. So they impacted with a force of like 15 Hiroshimas.
That's unbelievable.
And there's been an increasing incidence of this kind of stuff actually in that area.
But, and that's the first I had heard of this. There were like more than 200 people dead or missing. Mm-hmm. As you say, the force of this was like a couple of dozen atomic bombs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is the first I'd heard. It was a massive rock and ice avalanche
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that caused this disaster.
Right. And there's an increasing frequency of these things, as well as glacial lakes up there breaking away back in, I think it was 2013, 2014, that there was an incident that killed 4,000 people as these floods surged down the Himalayan valleys. And it's just expected that the entire hydrology of the region is evolving, you know, with climate change, with there's a lot of air pollution back there, which is affecting the melting of the glaciers. It's affecting the seasonal monsoons, so that there's more of like very regular flash flooding and drought and surge and it threatens ultimately. I think by the end of this century, you know, the water resources of a billion people.
And this was research from one of your PSI senior scientists, Jeffrey Cargill.
Yes.
And
yes.
He had, this was actually published in the well-known journal Science.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so PSI is not only looking at outer space, you're looking at things happening right here on our Mother Earth.
Well, we do consider Earth to be a planet.
Oh, that's right.
So- And actually, the detail.
I always say something stupid about planetary stuff.
No. It's a great point to be made.
Yes, it is. That Earth is a planet.
That the detail of information we get about other worlds now is at a level where we can compare it with detailed processes here on the Earth. And so, my field, when I first started. A long time ago. Most people were telescope jockeys, and most objects in the solar system were just points of light.
Right.
Well, now we've seen geological processes occurring on other worlds, Mars, the Moon, et cetera. And what we learn there actually impacts how we better understand how things work on the Earth, and vice versa. It was the study of the chemistry of like the Venus atmosphere that gave rise to, oh, we have this ozone hole. It's due to some natural occurring chemicals in the Venus atmosphere. Ain't so natural on the Earth, but it led to the Kyoto Accords. Mm-hmm. And so, we study Earth. Our scientists, Jeff studies both. You know, glaciers in the Himalayas. He studies ice on Titan. So there's common physics throughout, and so we're witnessing the evolution of the Earth climate and atmosphere and geology in response to all that, and that's without regard to it. There's no political filters on it. We're just making observations and trying to figure out how things work because that's what we do.
The glacier, and we saw some beautiful glaciers up in Alaska, and we had been we went to the same location at one particular glacial lake that we were had visited. My wife and I visited in 2001, and we did kind of a comparison picture and how in the 20-year period, how that glacier had receded is really unbelievable.
Yeah, there are glaciers in retreat around the world, and it's going to, I mean, even the glaciers feeding the Colorado River, you know, here in the United States, and their ultimate fate is to just be gone. And frankly, I don't think that that's going to be stopped. It would take such a huge effort on the part of people that I think it's just beyond our capability and will.
What about glaciers on Mars?
Well, glaciers on Mars are also very interesting. There's a lot of buried glaciers up there, you know, buried glaciers at lower latitudes.
How deep under the surface?
There's some that are like a kilometer. Covered by soil.
That's not that far.
it's near the surface, and we see, and actually we've used glaciers on Mars and where they are in their distribution as a test of climate models because the climate model we use for Mars is the Earth climate model that then you put in the different parameters for the planet in terms of its gravity and its composition of its atmosphere and density. And so we were using that, Bill Hartman, one of our founders, not too many years ago, to predict where glaciers should be there based because Mars is tilt changes over time as well. And he was able to successfully predict where these glaciers were and then find the evidence for their existence in these locations, you know, under the soil. And so that's an example of how we take an Earth model, apply it to Mars. So that's like taking your family car, going out on the racetrack, right? But you drive in ways that you wouldn't drive in normal residential streets, but it tells you how good your engine and your system is. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the Earth models, on Mars. They worked very well in predicting things under very different circumstances, and so that should give us more confidence in their ability to predict things on Earth.
Planetary Science Institute, with your scientists working really remotely during the COVID period, this really, you know, there was an impact, I'm sure, but your people really didn't miss that many beats.
Well, we've been pioneering distributed working for more than 15 years.
Yep.
And so the one thing that we had to do that was different was that our admin staff had to work from home.
Right.
But they're used to working with distributed people.
But the other folks were working remotely, as you say, some of them for
75-80%. yeah, and plus NASA was paying its bills and people were paying their invoices. And yeah. So really it had very little impact. The main impact on PSI scientists was having to take care of their kids because the schools were closed, the daycares were closed.
Yeah,
but otherwise, had very little impact on us.
The website is psi.edu. There's all sorts of great information there. Mark Sykes is the director. Always a pleasure to have him for our monthly visits. I'm a member of PSI, and I urge everybody to do so as well. It's a great organization based right here in Tucson, and we'll be celebrating in 2022 its 50th anniversary.
Coming up?
Yep. Yeah. All right, Mark, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, the Buckmaster Show and the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio are live line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. My thanks to John Couch, engineering and producing. On behalf of Dr. Mark Sykes, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon, everybody.